Want to be a part of the club? The coolest club in school? I'm talking about the Lifetime Movie Club. You can stream Lifetime movies commercial-free, and new movies are added every day. And you can even watch Missing at 13, which I happen to be in. Watch anywhere, anytime, on your favorite device. Some of my faves to watch right now is the remake of Beaches, starring Idina Menzel and Nia Long. It follows two friends from different backgrounds whose friendship spans more than 35 years through childhood, love, and tragedy. Or Girl in the Box. The story takes place in 1977, and a girl is kidnapped and kept in a coffin-sized box. Will she ever escape? That sounds like a horrible movie.
Look, it's a horror, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, like, about a girl movie. In a box, and yeah. then that's all you watch the whole time?
Maybe. People got to go find out.
All right. This is the ultimate destination for Lifetime movie lovers. And right now, listeners of Brandy Glanville Unfiltered can get an exclusive extended 1 month free trial by going to lifetimemovieclub.com/Brandy. Get on this now. I know I am. I love my Lifetime movies. Start bringing the best Lifetime movies and be a part of that club, the lifetimemovieclub.com/Brandy. And by the way, I'm reading for another Lifetime movie, so maybe you'll see me in another one.
Do you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind-expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
PodcastOne.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandy Glanville, Unfiltered. Now, here's Brandy Glanville.
We have my favorite person, I think, of all time here.
In the world?
Maybe.
Somebody whom you've been drawn to, you said.
I have. I'm drawn to her energy. I really, when I watch her, she makes me feel like at ease and like right. positive. And, yeah. and I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like, let's get her in here. Asa
okay.
Sultan.
All right.
I cannot wait. From Shaw's of Sunset. And she has this beautiful caftan line, diamond water, earrings, jewelry. Like, she's got it all.
What doesn't she do?
Right? And yeah. she's a new mommy.
Okay.
She's got a 5-month-old baby. Ooh. I want to steal it and then give it back. It, him. He's so cute.
Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will be back in a minute.
Hey guys, it's Richard Blaze. You've seen me on Top Chef and Master Chef, and now I'm starving for attention. My new show on Podcast One. Check out my interviews with Cutthroat Kitchen's Antonio Lofaso and Jet Tila, but that's only the beginning. We've got more on the way from actor Lou Diamond Phillips, Bizarre Foods' Andrew Zimmern, Top Chef host Gail Simmons, and so many more. So pull up a seat every Tuesday, or maybe just listen in your car on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. I'm sitting here with my favorite person on Shaw's of Sunset. I love you on the show. I love the show. I'm a huge fan. Asa Sultan. Sultan.
Sultan.
Sultan. I'm yes. so... Let me do it again.
You can say Sultan.
Really?
Yeah.
Sultan. But yeah, your son, that's the same name as your son.
Yes.
And your boyfriend, Jermaine Jackson Jr.
He's my soulmate.
He is?
Yes.
But you guys aren't married.
No.
Do you have plans to get married?
Possibly. We're very happy the way we are, but we plan our life. You know, we want to be together forever. So, you know, we'll probably get married down the line.
Oh, that's so cute. So I have to share this story. I was at this woman's expo and I hadn't met you, but I feel like I feel like I know you, but I don't know you.
We have a connection.
Yeah,
we've
really
passed
do.
Each other. And I feel like every time we've passed each other, we look at each other in the eyes.
And
we
it's
give
like
each other
love.
A hug. Yeah, and I totally feel like a sisterhood.
No,
for
it
sure.
really, I totally, like, honestly, I was so nervous. I gave the worst speech I'd never
great.
Given.
No, you did great. And you no. look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. But I was a mess. And then right when I walked past you, I literally felt positive energy. I felt zen.
You're
I'm
so
like,
sweet.
And we just had a moment. And I was like, oh my God, she totally just like saved me.
I love you. I connected with you. I don't know if you remember this. This is a while ago. But at the Turkey episodes on Shaw's. This
yes.
was like 3 years ago. But that was a really intense time for me in my life and my family. And I remember you tweeted something. And it literally, I don't want to be cheesy right now. But it brought like a tear to my eye. It was just aww. Like I was so emotional. And you said something about my mom and I.
I just I love that relationship.
It just made me feel like you know, I don't know. It's when you put it out there like that. And you know, and my family being on the show and all this stuff. And it just made me feel like you got it. And you probably are close to your own family.
I am. I'm very close with my mom and my dad. I mean, and I just love my dad and I have, we have some issues, but
are they
you know,
here?
They aren't here. They're in Northern California, but
okay.
my dad is coming here on yay. Friday. So we're going to work on our issues.
What kind of, may I ask? Or
just, you know, he used to be very, like, the opposite of conservative. You know, we ran around naked, and we were, like, he was like hippie kids. Yeah, we were all hippies. He was smoking pot. Like, and now in his older age, he has gone completely conservative.
Wow.
And I haven't. You know, I'm still running around with my boobs out and this and that. Like, it's, I'm naked half the time. And it really upsets him.
Well, that's difficult, Brandy.
I know, and he's got a lot of health issues. So I want to be true to myself and just be naked and free like I always have been. But it's hard. I don't understand the change. And I know I think it's hard for him because it's, you know, when you're on TV, everyone has an opinion on you. And I think he cares too much what other people are saying.
What you just said is so interesting. I think that's an eternal battle for people that are expressive like you and I. And most of us, I think the whole thing about being yourself versus expectations of your loved ones is a really tough thing, especially when you're on TV.
But I love that you, like, when you embody and when you're on television, like, you celebrate your beauty, you celebrate your heritage. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. And I see haters online and I'm like, you know what? I go crazy for it. I'm like, nope, that's my girl.
You can't, no, don't, you know.
I know. I try not to engage.
It's bait. And honestly, here's the thing. So by the time I'm 41 now. And by the way, a vortex opened up to me when I turned 40.
Oh, I just got the chills. Oh, my, swear to God. Like,
no, Brandy.
I'm not joking.
I turned 40. I had my son. My business was flourishing, but it's not magic. I had worked for it for many years, you know, but I feel like everything fell into place. And I think that women in our society, I feel like we fear getting older. We fear how we look, our bodies. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect, but you know what? I celebrate who I am. I've worked hard to be.
That's the beautiful thing. Like, you don't make excuses and you're like, this is me. This is my figure. This is my nose. This is, like you said, you're like, you're gorgeous just the way you are.
And I love you.
I feel like, I wish we could all feel that way.
We have to work on ourselves. And honestly, I think that if we don't, society isn't going to do it for you. Media is not going to do it for you.
No, that's for damn sure. They're going to break you down. They're going to bring you down.
These TV shows. And you know, here's the thing. We wake up, and actually I wrote this in my book. And we're all guilty of this. Me and you both.
Your book,
and everybody.
Golden. Yes, we're all,
check this out.
Yes.
Hey, watch this. When we wake up, we reach for our phones, right? First thing.
Yep.
I think when you have kids, you might have a 1 minute delay, but not even. When they're still asleep, you're going to grab your phone, get on your Instagram, get on your Twitter, look at this. So the first thing you start doing is seeing other people, comparing yourself to others. Oh, this person has this, I don't have that. Like, it's like we start our day so negatively and comparing.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to stop. We need to celebrate what you have. You see this? Grateful.
That's the beauty of you.
You need to live with gratitude. And people say this and it's hashtag gratitude, hashtag blessed. But you know what? You have to truly feel that. And you do that by not complaining. You do that by counting the things you do have in your life.
It's so true.
You have something I don't have. I have something you don't have.
We're all I had it written on my mirror in lipstick. Gratitude.
So,
and I said it, and my gay husband, he's like, you put the attitude in gratitude, girl.
Oh, that's cute.
But then my housekeeper, who I love, she's a single mommy like myself, so like, even though she doesn't clean well, we keep her. But she erased it.
Good.
She took it off. I'm like, no. She saw it for so long. I just loved it. And it
by
was
the
like,
way, so you put the attitude in gratitude?
Yeah.
I put the G for gangster.
Oh, look at us.
I just
spiritual
came
gangster, right?
Totally. I have mommy questions for you, Brandy.
Yes.
Okay. Does it get easier?
Absolutely. Right. I will say 0 to 4,
age four years, 4 months.
4 years.
Oh, geez. Okay.
No, because once they start moving, it's a whole nother animal and you have to be on top of them and they're falling. And
boys are just rambunctious,
yes.
Right? My sultan is
boys
like.
Boys are amazing. I have 3 nieces and I will tell you, you're so blessed to have a little boy because they're easy. They're simple creatures. They're just like men. Yeah. They want food. Sex at some point when they're old.
They want
food,
milk.
And sleep. You know, it's food and sleep and to be entertained. Like, there's no drama with boys.
I'm so in love with, like, I don't, you know, you hear people tell you life is going to change, all this stuff, but I had no idea, babe. Like, Jermaine and I stare at him and we're so in love. Like, I want to cry every time I look at him.
He's so beautiful.
First of all, he's amazing. He's beautiful. He's changed my life and his fate, like, he's changed my parents' life. My parents are changed.
Bet. Oh, they are so. You're an only child.
No, I have a brother.
You have a brother. No, he's not on the show.
He's not on the show that much, but you know, he's on the show sometimes.
The show's going to start airing again soon.
Yeah, July.
Yeah, because they're showing old. I've watched every season, but I've watched. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. It took
how long
I don't
between?
I think they were waiting for like the Sunday for us. I think I don't know why they waited this long.
It's never the same. People that don't know, it's never the same amount of time in between seasons, and you never really know last minute until who's...
it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
What, where are they going? What night are they going to put you? What's ending? Which housewife show's ending
exactly.
here? What are you going to... It's that whole thing, you know?
So, yeah. And I've always watched, and now they're airing the old episodes again so they can, like, get everyone
yes.
remembering. It's just, I feel like it's been too long because I love it.
You know when there's a Shaw's Marathon when you get, like, a million tweets or whatever? You know,
exactly.
You know,
like, oh, wait, like there must be on TV right now. And it is on TV right now. And what can we expect from this season?
A lot. You know, like, our show is just, there's so much going on all the time, and it was a crazy season.
I honestly feel sorry for you, because you seem to be the one that always brings everyone together, and you try to get resolution, and you're like the peacemaker, but there's no one peaceful in the show but you.
Thank you. That's a big compliment. Thank you. You know what? It was a... I don't want to give the season away.
Right, of course not.
It was a tough season for me because I was pregnant. You know, I was pregnant, and it was difficult being pregnant and like doing, you know how
it is. It's stressful enough. I mean, those situations,
Brandy, I went to Israel pregnant on the show when I was 7.5 months pregnant.
That's actually very scary. You're not even supposed to fly after 6 months. And
I know
then
that.
Going to Israel right now when our world is in such upheaval, it's like...
crazy, but also with all, you know, being on a show like
yes.
this, and it's just, it was a really difficult season for me being pregnant. You'll see. I don't want to like...
I always look at your Instagram and you have these beautiful, obviously, the kaftans. I love all of them. But I loved all
Yay.
The baby pic, like the bump
yeah.
pictures. I can't like... It just seems like you were pregnant, like, and then it went away. Like, for me, it went super fast.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you don't see somebody all the time and you're watching TV, it's like, I wonder how old our baby is. I'm like, already 6 months old.
No, he's almost five.
Oh, my God.
Almost 5 months. And honestly, it's flying. I know people say, everything people said to me about babies, I was like, yeah, yeah. And it's all true. Like, today he did three new things. He rolled over.
Oh, my God.
He's grabbing his feet and putting it in his mouth. That's new.
So cute.
I know. And, like, well, I forgot what the other thing is. But it's just like... I have so much going on, and the whole working mom thing is hard.
I was
going to ask you, like, it's so difficult. I mean, we, knock on wood, like, life is wonderful. I have
right.
an amazing family. That's my support system. My mom watches Sultan every day.
You
She's
are
there
so
right
lucky
now.
To have family here.
I mean, so lucky.
My mom's coming down on Sunday to watch my kids next week because I have to work.
Yeah.
But, like, she's just driving from Sacramento. But, like, I don't know what I would do without
first of
her.
All, mothers are angels.
Oh, my God.
Single moms, the world needs to bow to them and kiss their feet. I'm getting goosebumps because they're angels on earth. And they're godsend. And my mom is a godsend because the way she nurtures, you know, my son.
Yes.
I couldn't trust anybody else. And I just... And, you know, everything, like I said, 40, my world opened up. The kaftans are just doing amazing.
Oh, my God.
You know,
they're Nordstrom's. And you just
Nordstrom's.
Gave me the most beautiful hot pink. I don't
so
know if you knew that it was my color, but that's my favorite color.
I wasn't sure, but
no,
I knew it would look really
it.
Good on you. And you have to, we should open our store in Abikini yesterday. You have to come by.
Oh, my God. I love Abikini. So there's so many. So you have your own personal store?
We opened last week. It's called Asa. And I'm obsessed with the store. And it's basically the kaftans and also like hand curated items I get from all around the world from traveling.
And
beautiful
are you
things.
Using jewelry? Like, I love
yeah,
all your jewelry right now.
Mine. This will be there in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I have these bags I have custom made, these slippers.
You just are like, killing the game.
I'm just having so much fun. But, you know, meanwhile, also, I have a little baby. That's what
right.
I'm trying to tell you. My world is blossoming, and I feel like always torn between, like, am I not being with him enough? Am I not giving my passions enough time? It's a really tough thing.
I mean, I think you have to look at it. Here's what I always say to new moms. Right now, especially in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to remember.
If
you have to leave her with grandma or leave him with grandma for, you know, even if it's like, say, for a week, they don't remember. And you
yeah.
won't lose that connection. You're always going to be their mom. So I feel like once they started to realize I had to go away or I had to work, that's when the struggle became real
yeah.
for me, because like if they see me putting on makeup, even to this day, and they're 14 and 10, like, where are you going? You have to go to work? I'm like,
no,
just try new makeup. And then my housekeeper will come in and I'm like, I have to go to work.
I know.
And
by the way, every time I wear makeup when I'm shooting, I have to, when I come home, I don't even touch him because he's all like a natural boy,
so
of course,
cute,
my boy.
Yes.
So I go, you know, I take a shower and I just wipe down my whole life.
It's, I mean,
face.
And we have to wear a lot of makeup for the show.
Gosh.
You don't need makeup, honestly. You don't, but
you don't
it's
either.
No, I do, but it's just like I know that when I start to do it, they're looking at me like you're leaving, and I was like,
Brandy,
okay,
that's sad.
And it's, but you know what? At the same point, I'm glad that they care and they're gonna miss me, and I have to tell them, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and if
that's
I don't
right.
go and work,
can I tell you this
yeah.
is the best advice somebody gave me? So when I was talking to my publishers when we found
oh,
out,
oh, Simon
and
Schuster,
yes,
I love them. I did my first book with them,
The North Star Way. Actually, it's like a
okay,
a boutique
like
with
right.
Simon and Schuster, but I was telling her, I was like, she's like, oh, wait till the guilt comes. And you know, I actually don't think the working mom thing, I don't think the guilt is the right, that's not it.
It's love.
It's love. And it feels unnatural to leave your new baby. And it should. I mean,
because you grew them in your belly and all this, there's this, you're connected by a cord. I mean, that's your
And somebody gave me the best advice. They said, and I said, oh my God, I don't know. We're so in love with him. And somebody said, you know what? You're teaching your son what a strong, independent woman is like. And that's the best thing. And I'm getting goosebumps now. You know, and it's like,
and you're building a future for him. Honestly,
Brandy, I am. I'm working so hard.
You have a window and a moment right now, and you have an amazing platform. But these are your babies forever. I'm just saying that my kids are going to be starting private school.
Wow.
And that's a half a million dollar commitment. And I'm like,
don't get me started. I have panic attacks.
I'm like, oh my God. That's a lot.
You're an amazing mom, and you have to just, you know, you're doing it for them. And meanwhile, but listen, again, being yourself, this is a big lesson, right? You're a creative person. You're a wonderful person. You have a lot to give. You can't also just give everything
up. Of course.
You have to find balance. Again, absolutely. There's that balance again, right?
You have to still be true to who you are as an individual. You can't, everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, you're a new mom. It's not about you anymore. But you have to make it about
Brandy,
you still.
If you're not happy, then your children will feel that, and you can't do that kind of disservice.
And I think there's so many moms that kind of fall into, they give up on being a person themselves, and that everything's baby, baby, baby. And then they get resentful because, you know, years have gone by and they don't have a care. They don't have a persona. They don't, they've lost themselves.
They get depressed. It's a very difficult. I know we have to, as women, and honestly, that's what my book Golden is about. A lot of it is basically having a positive energy shift in your life, no matter what you're going through, and prevailing. We got to get through
silver
this.
Silver lining.
You know, that's
gotta
right.
Find it.
You got to, and there's rituals. And for me, like, you know, I don't know how much you know about my, like, childhood. You know, it's on the
show.
You
went from Iran to Germany, and, like, I read all about it.
I was 15, like, I had lived on four continents, and I had lost my homeland, my family, my culture. And so basically, when I was a young child, I came up with these simple rituals. They're very simple and very powerful to kind of connect to my inner self, to remember who I was, to get me through the days. And I'm sharing them with the people in the book because people reach out to me. They're like, oh, I'm going through this. What would you do? And they're very simple things like confidence.
Exactly.
I have a beauty bath ritual where you just can, you know, feel good about yourself. And there's really fun stuff in there for the everyday girl.
Trust me, I need it. And I was telling him, I get so many books. We have a lot of authors on here. And yours is, I put yours on the top.
I'm
like,
so glad.
I was having, literally the other day, for no reason, I had a panic attack. I get them.
Do you get them?
I do.
Oh, that's really hard.
It's hard. And
what triggered it? Like pressure?
So something happened and it's all good stuff happening.
Sure.
But I think I just was overwhelmed. And I have such a short time, and I'm sitting there getting ready, taking the kids to school, and I'm like, doing my breathing.
May I try to shift your perspective on this?
Yes.
I have a theory on panic attacks.
Okay.
I have them sometimes.
I don't even like to talk about it because
I'll tell you. And I don't want to downplay them because mine aren't as bad. So I don't want to say I get panic attacks, but I get little anxiety. And here's what I think it is. It's then the emotion is not a negative thing. What a panic attack is you reacting to something that's pressure or important or difficult in your life, and your body is trying to figure out how to deal with it, right? That's all it is.
I can't. It's like when you have a bookshelf, and then all of a sudden you can't put things on the proper shelves, and it's just too much. It's like your bookshelf disappears in
a
way.
The secret is you take a moment. You always take a moment.
I took a
moment. Yeah. And then you take a Xanax.
I literally drove from school to CVS and I'm like, I know I can't get my Xanax yet.
But what if
but
those people don't have a prescription?
You know, that's true.
If they don't have a prescription, you take a moment, you take a beat, and you know what? You think, what are the consequences? What happens? Because you think then you're dying, your heart is, you know,
beating.
Yes, everyone's
and
stuff.
And people say relax. I'm like, if I could.
I know. The whole relax thing, you punch them in the face.
I want to. I'm like, do not tell me to fucking relax.
Punch them in, every time somebody says relax. I hate that word in general.
It's
irritating and it's kind of patronizing. It's like, dude, I'm having a panic attack. Don't say relax.
If I could, I would.
No.
That's the whole point.
When you say to somebody if I'm having a panic attack, you say, look, you know, I'm ready with you, breathe. You try to calm them down.
Right, or you take their mind off of it and talk about something completely.
Don't give them a Xanax, bro.
I'm just like passing them out like candy. No, but I have them in my purse, like at all times now.
How often do you get panic attacks?
I haven't had one. The last one I had before this one was here in the studio
while you were working.
Yes.
Oh man.
Because I had, you know, where I sat with the medium Tyler Henry.
Uh huh.
And I don't think I needed to know everything that I. It was amazing, and now that I'm.
It's a too much information.
I knew. I always know there's another side. I mean, I know it, but to have confirmation of it and mm-hmm. to have communication, I was not okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And so for a couple weeks, it was really hard. And then I was in here and I just was like breathing and I started throwing up. I couldn't breathe. I had to lay down. And so that was what, like 6 months ago? I don't have them like all the time, but when I feel them coming on,
you try to kind of nip it in the bud.
I have to because it's
anxiety is a really it's debilitating. It's a very difficult thing, and it's difficult to work through because your heart's you know you think you're dying, you can't breathe, and all that stuff. I know. So I used you know I my mom is really claustrophobic, and I'm a little claustrophobic. So sometimes on flights, like I can go there. Yeah, you got to catch yourself right in the beginning. Like, I'm not gonna die, this is a small space, but you know, I'm going to New York, I'm gonna have fun, you know.
I have to take Xanax every time I get on a plane, unless it's a short flight, because I know I have to function when I get there. And then I tell all my friends, don't sit next to me.
Like, I'm a mess.
I just don't want them to be like, oh, you're okay.
Brandy, by the way, can I tell you the first... So Sultan, when he was 2 months old, I had my show on HSN. I couldn't change it. And I was so freaked out. So I took my mom. The three of us went on the flight, first class. And why did he have three blowout diapers in the first 45 minutes? Yep. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It was... I had him on the seat. And you can't take him on the bath in the bathroom.
No, the bathrooms are so tiny.
No, I'm Persian. I'm a hygiene freak.
Yes.
I don't want to touch any walls in the bathroom. I don't want his hair to touch.
Exactly. Nasty. And it's like
he has a full like Persian black afro. He has like these big black curls.
He's so beautiful. I need to see pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
So it's interesting you said that, because when Mason was 6 months old, I got on a flight to Germany with my mom. In the first five
Long
minutes.
Flight. What happened?
Mason puked on me.
Oh no! And you have to bring an extra outfit. Oh, you didn't listen to all those ladies who say that.
I was like, and I can't handle like throw up. I'm like,
oh,
really? I'm like, oh.
So what'd you do?
My mom gave me a T-shirt from her thing, and we sat for 11 hours in baby puke.
Oh no!
And so I feel you, and I was just miserable. I'm like, why? Why did I? I mean, I was going for such a long time.
I actually can't believe I was prepared. I had just read on, you know, you Google everything when you're pregnant with a baby.
Yeah.
And it said, like, take an extra outfit, which I didn't either, but I took big Ziploc bags, so I put his dirty thing in there. I know.
But I feel sorry for everyone else on the plane. You're like, sorry. It's one thing when a baby cries, but when there's poop and the smell.
Brandy,
like,
can I tell you, when you have a baby, and I was never guilty of this, because listen, in my culture, babies are part of life. You don't get mad. Babies cry. It's all good. You were little, you used to cry too. But when you get on the flight and people just give you the evil eye because there's a baby coming, it's like, dude,
I get mad at
cry.
People that
Chill.
Get mad at people. I'm like, dude, like, what is she supposed to do?
Don't say relax to them.
No, exactly. I've actually held, like, these – I see moms. I sat next to one, and the baby was crying. She was losing it, and it was a new baby. Aww. And she had to go to the bathroom, and she didn't know what she was like. I'm like, can I hold the baby?
By the way, I want to be an advocate for mommy rights, because here's the thing. In Europe, it's different, but here in the airport, there was not even a great place to nurse him.
No.
There was no great place to escape the crazy Jumanji. I mean, you know, there needs to be more things set up for moms.
Privacy. I mean,
why don't we have any rights? We need, like, mommy's rights.
It's a man's world, honey.
Girl.
We're just living in it, and we're making the babies and carrying them and giving birth and feeding them. The boys have it so easy. I honestly said that.
But you know what? Because we're strong and we're powerful, and there's nothing that we can't do as women.
Right.
We're all Wonder Women.
That's why. I said they had the women have the babies because men could never handle it.
No,
they can't handle anything.
No, well, you know.
I mean, but you know, like you know.
But
what
I'm
what
not
I mean.
A man hater. I love men.
I love men too. I have two little men that I. I'm raising little proper gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to see, I've seen pictures of them, but I want to see recent ones, like yesterday.
Mason just graduated from eighth grade.
Congratulations, Mason.
I know. He's like, he's taller than me. And he's And I put on my, like, I'm 5'10.
He's
turned 14.
He's not taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is his dad?
6'1, but my side of the family, I have like uncles that are like 6'7.
Are you Germanic?
No.
Dutch?
I'm like all things white, and then my dad's Indian.
Oh, that's so cool.
Huron Indian. So it's like a mix. My mom's like, can't go in the sun, and my dad's like super dark. So it's like a mix.
Wait till you see Sultan. He's like so kind of exotic.
I know, because Jermaine is obviously African American.
But Jermaine's family, I don't know, but grandma was half Chinese. She's half Chinese.
Wow.
I think her dad was Chinese, but And they have like a lot of Native Americans. So they have, you know, those cheekbones. And right. Very interesting. Like the skin tone is kind of has like a red tone to it. And for me, my dad is from the north, which is more like Russian. My mom's from the south, which is Afro-Persian. So they're black in the south. We have like a very crazy mix going on.
He's like a Benetton ad all in
He's
one.
He's so cute. I want to eat his face.
Well, it's like that's the hard thing. Like even like yesterday, it was so hard for me because I'm really touchy-feely with my kids. Mm-hmm. And we always hug. And like for the first time, Mason was like,
I'm cool,
like,
mom.
Okay, no, like, don't touch it.
I don't want that time to come.
I'm like, just one picture, God, just one. And no. It was like, I just wanted to give him a kiss. And he's like, oh, pull it away from
he's
me.
He's like, yeah, no.
And then my 10-year-old's like, yeah, I'll take a kiss. And I'm like, oh, don't change.
So when does that change? Teenage?
Well, this is the first time I've experienced it. In my house, he's super, super loving. And like, outside. He'll give me a kiss on the cheek and like always hug me. And he'll come over and say, I need a hug. But I guess because there's girls around and his
friends. Oh, that is so cute.
Oh, I don't like it. And so now, like, with my 10-year-old, he's like, I baby him. He sleeps in my bed. Aww. I can't.
Brandy, that's not good.
I know, but.
Always? He's always slept with you? Brandy, that's not good.
Well, we move a lot. So okay. We move almost every year because I lease a house and then it gets sold. So it's hard for me. I just want them to feel some stability. And I know, like, when you have new rooms, new windows, it's dark. You know, it's.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, he's my baby.
No, I get it. You're right.
But it's bad. I mean, trust me. I don't know. No, I know, but you know it's
what
not good.
Now that I have a baby, those things are very difficult. Like
it's
the whole
hard.
Sleep training even. Everything where you have to kind of
I did
purposely
that.
Detach them from you. It just feels unnatural.
Yeah. It's like, wait, that's my baby. Like, so it's hard
so
for me,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a lot of my friends like, you have to get him out of your bed. I'm like, listen. Like, I'm taking advantage of this while I have it, because after him, there's no one.
But also,
I mean,
time flies. Next thing you know, he's 10, and you're like, Jesus, I have to deal with this now.
Honestly, I have them for half the time, so the half the time I do have them, I'm...
When do you have them?
We switch every other week.
Oh, God, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and we used to do 2-day, 3-day, because they were younger, and I couldn't go... I personally couldn't go without seeing them after 2 days. But they were getting, like, kind of unorganized at school, and they were like, which house am I going to? It was confusing for them. So we recently changed to a week, and it's hard.
Yeah, I know. Trust
but,
me.
I mean, it's that week that I'm, you know, that I don't have them, that I get shit done. You know,
oh, I know.
I don't get anything done when I have them. I don't stress. I don't think about work. But
I wrote the book when I was pregnant. If I was writing now, I don't know when I would
write.
It would
be different. Yeah, it would be completely different.
I was pregnant the entire time I was writing the book. And actually, I'm as it is very nurturing. I'm like an earth mom, like I was telling you. But it just really, I got really into the mode of all the rituals. And they're just very, you know, people reach out to me to like young girls. I have a lot of fans like young girls. And they're like, oh, you know, I need help. And I feel like we've gotten to a place in our society as women where we feel like we can't help ourselves anymore. And it's a problem. And I think for young girls, there's a crisis. Young boys, too.
I think a lot of it has to do with social media, unfortunately.
And you know what? 1,000%. And I'll tell you something. You know, I love filters, too. And everybody does things to their
pictures. I'm not doing them on my Instagram anymore.
You can't go crazy with it. People just change their entire shape of their body and their whole, like, whatever. And the girls at home, they're like, oh, Jesus. They're like, I'm so ugly. I'm so fat. I'm so this. And it's like, no, you're not.
No, it's not. You have to. But
there's like two worlds. There's a fake world.
Yes. It's like these little tiny waists and these big butts and like perfect lips, perfect skin. My girlfriend sent me a picture from a night out we had. And I said, who are these people?
I know.
It was me. I'm like, that is not what I look like.
Can I tell you? What about those girlfriends? They mean well, but they go and they change your whole
everything.
Thing around.
Everything.
On you. And I'm like, wait.
I don't mind that I have a line there. I think you're supposed to have a line there. I go, that does not look like any of us.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something hilarious?
My boyfriend does it. It drives me nuts. I'm like, do not send me. He's like, I'm going to fix it.
Wait, that's so crazy because guys are not.
You're supposed to celebrate the way I look.
Jermaine does not like me in makeup.
You don't need it, honestly.
No,
you don't
I
have
love
any
you.
On.
Thank you. Because I have like.
But
like
no, but we love it. But we, I mean.
Because you're used to seeing me without makeup. But those girls who are always in full makeup, you see them, it's frightening.
It is.
Because nobody's
like
ever seen.
Yeah. Contouring during the day, like you can see a black line, a white line, and a yellow line. And then like they're.
I can't. Like it's too much. But I mean, listen, girls have fun with
you
makeup.
You do you. I mean, I'm not mad at it. Like
not
I think it takes a lot of commitment and
no,
time.
I just don't want girls. See, we have boys. You have two boys. I have a little boy. I just want to make sure the girls out there don't think this is what
we wake
quote,
up,
unquote, normal
like,
girls look like.
We don't wake up like that.
No.
Nobody does.
These poor girls out there.
That's
you know?
What I mean. Mason, my kids, they really like butts, and I cannot lie.
Oh, they do?
They're into booties.
That's cute.
And they're like, oh,
I have my good taste. Hey.
I know. I was like, okay. And Jake's like, where's your booty, Mom? And he'll go by and smack me. I'm like, I go, it's there. I go, it's small, but it's there. But like, that is, I think, you know, unfortunately.
I have a funny story about that.
There's like, everything right now is like these perfect silhouettes, these giant boobs, little waist, giant butts. And that's what my kids are growing up thinking is perfect. And that's the way we should all be. And why am I not like that? I'm like, well, because...
That's nuts. But you know, it's our times. Like when I was growing up, and this is in my book, when I moved to Germany when I was 7, 8 years old. And I was always this. Of course, as a girl, like I wasn't this curvy, but I was, you know, I had the same shape, just smaller. And I had the same nose. And, you know, and Persian girls are not cute teenagers. We blossom like in our 30s.
Stop.
No, trust me.
Really?
I had frizzy hair.
I've
until
never
I moved
heard that.
No. Ask your Persian girlfriends.
I have a lot of Iranian girlfriends that are really beautiful.
But when we're teenagers, like I had to discover coconut oil in America. There was like a little fuzz, like, you know, upper lip. No, trust me, ask them. If they're honest, they'll tell you. So I moved to Germany from Iran. There was a war in Iran, so we moved. And it was all these, like, you know.
Tall, blonde, skinny people. I know Germany.
Totally.
They're like super tall, super skinny, and blonde.
I had like hips. At the age of 7, like, I had this nose, I had cheekbones, I had thick eyebrows, my hair was kind of frizzy, I had a little bit of a mustache, okay?
I mean, they have, listen, that's what electrolysis is for.
But listen to me. Everything I had then is now in. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm super in now.
Exactly.
When I was growing up, it was like, oh, you're fat, you have a big butt. And now it's like the
hair. It used to be super tall and skinny, like model, like these, like...
I know.
Like, you couldn't attain it. And it's the same now. I can't attain it.
Because
that's just not how I was born. I got some fake boobs that happened, but I'm not about to go out and get a fat.
They're small. They look a good size.
You know what?
But by the way, interrupt you. Real quick, when I moved to Germany, at first I was like, Jesus, you know, I'm like, I'm not feminine, I'm fat and all this. But you know what? Then we had PE and Brandy, I was stronger than everybody.
Of course.
So I realized that my quote unquote weakness, what I thought, and this is in my book
too.
You
found strength.
It was my strength, actually. And it's what made me different. So I never, ever, ever. So when I'd lived around so many different cultures, I knew there was no normal. I knew I wasn't
different.
But that's
why you have such a great perspective.
Because confidence, because early on, when I went through everything as a kid, I went through it early. So I realized, you know what? There's no normal. Everyone's different. I am who I am, and I'm going to just stick with it.
But right now, everyone, wherever I go, looks like Kim Kardashian. Like, I swear, it's like,
I know, it's true.
Like, I go to catch, and everyone looks like Kim Kardashian.
And Kim is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, and she has a stunning body, and I love her style. But I think it's kind of weird and tacky. Like, everybody copies, she cuts her hair,
person.
And people go cut her hair.
I know.
Da-da-da, they go do that.
It's There's no individuality anymore.
Brandy, not
I know,
at all.
Trust
and
me.
This is in my book too. Why is it such people love me because I'm an individual? Why is it such a radical
a
idea
phenomenon,
to be myself?
Right?
I'm like scared
because you celebrate yourself and you're not afraid. And I feel like
what's
lost
to us?
Because of social media and because of television and reality TV too. Unfortunately, people want to be that and get the likes and get the follows. We are right now a nation of followers. And there's the few people. How
so
many
true.
Numbers?
And by
how
the,
many...
that doesn't define you.
No, it doesn't.
Your followers
it
do
bothers
not
me
you.
With my kids. They'll say, let's post this video. And can we check the likes? I'm like, nope.
No,
I go, if you like it, it doesn't matter who
can I
am.
Tell
and,
you,
like,
that's why, like, I mean, you know, I don't put my son.
Scary.
I don't know if you know about this, but, you know, Jermaine is not on TV.
I know, I saw
and,
that.
And I don't, and obviously, if he's not, he's not going to let his, you know, first son be on
so
TV
smart,
either.
Though.
And honestly, I don't, like, for me, and it might seem radical to some people, but especially being part of the Jackson family, they like, know what this
they're
stuff
very
is
private
like.
And
they're very
they've
private.
Been through it.
They've been through it. And it's like, that's how we're raising our son. And it's like, for me, yes, I'm on a TV show, but you know what, Brandy? The public doesn't own me.
No.
I'm going to always be me. And even if, quote unquote, my fans, they're going to love me for who I am, even if we disagree. They have to respect my decision and my lifestyle.
But that's
period.
That's why they are your fans. And I prefer the word, and I know you probably agree,
I hate
supporters.
The word fans. Yeah, it's so stupid.
But I know. It's like, oh, I have this many. And like, they're supporters.
I call them lovers.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. And I feel like you're allowed to have privacy. Just because you choose to be on reality TV doesn't mean that you have to share everything.
1,000%. And further than that, we live in a times and society where everything's overshared.
I'm so guilty of that.
No, we all are. And by the way, the things people are sharing is not, even if they pretend like that's their casual, whatever, everything is very posed.
Fake.
It's very, and I hate the word fake too.
But it's not real.
It's kind of like set up and whatever, you know, and it's like, that's not even really, like people are exhibitionists with certain things and other things they don't, like it's like, I'm just very honest about the things I'm private with.
Yeah, no, but that's great.
You know,
I mean, I definitely am an oversharer, and I know that. But I mean, I feel like there, I'm still allowed to have some privacy. And if I don't want to talk about certain things, I'm not going to.
Babe, you're your own person. And nobody, and even if somebody loves you and they've supported you for 10 years, if they don't support your decisions to be you,
that's okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always say, let's just agree to disagree. I don't say that, if I'm on Twitter, if we have a difference of opinion, that's 100%. That should happen.
And by the way, right now, with all this politics, we need to become more like that. And that's another thing I learned early on, too. I was a Persian Muslim, and we were never religious, but I was born Muslim. And, people are different. And it's and the whole religious thing, for example, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the world right now. But,
it's
basically,
scary.
If you're a person of God, let's say, right? Then surely you must know there's one God. Why would you disrespect somebody else that's of a different religion or like them less or think they're less or think they're not going to heaven or hell or whatever? What I celebrate, and I wrote that in the book too, I celebrate individualism and being ourselves while respecting and understanding our differences.
But that's the whole idea. I have a lot of friends and we don't agree on everything. And that's the beauty of having an opinion. But I do think that especially right now, the United States needs to come together and listen, we are so not united right now.
But what do we have in common? There's human. You have to go to the human level. That's why I connected to you, even though we had never met on the Turkey episodes when you tweeted. You know what we connected on? I'm getting goosebumps for the fifth time today. It was on our humanity, wasn't it? Family, humanity. And so many people reach out to me with Shasu. They're like, I used to hate your kind of people after 9/11. I swear. They're like, when I see you with your family, I realize you're just like me. And that's valuable to me.
It is, because you're sharing. I feel like one thing we all have in common is freedom.
Yes.
And that's why we're here. And so I feel like as a society, we're kind of going backwards because
we are.
We're, these hate crimes are happening and you're blaming, ABC, we're building walls. I mean, it's...
We have work to do.
We have a lot.
And just like relationships, and again, this is in my book too, everything we're talking about, there's a thing in there, and I don't mean to keep referring to my book.
Your family, I mean, you're Iranian, your boyfriend is black. Mm-hmm. Did they accept that right away?
I grew up in Europe and my family's very mixed. My uncle's married to an African woman, so I have cousins who are black. My other cousin's married to a Chinese woman. We're very mixed. Half German, but for us, and again, it's because we moved. I think traveling opens up your heart and your mind. You have to travel and see other cultures and other people, even if it's going to your friend's house who's Mexican,
right?
Or your husband's whatever coworker who's Indian, and it just kind of
expose yourself to
different cultures. And it's nice to be different. It doesn't make you any less or me any more. It just makes us different, and it's nice to share.
I say that I didn't go to college. I went to Europe. I lived in France. I lived in Italy.
Perfect.
I lived in Japan. I lived in Germany, and that is my education, is just getting to know these other, honestly, my brother and sister, they went to college and they're great and I'm the black sheep of the family.
It is,
but I wouldn't trade that for
you're
anything.
The blonde sheep.
I'm like, okay, sorry, but it is what it is.
It's the best life education.
I didn't want to fall into line and go to a 4-year school, and I had the opportunity and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That's what I always tell people too. And honestly, for me, it was we were refugees, so we had to. So that's what I mean by default. When I was a kid, I just was exposed to all these different things. And I was like, oh, they pray this way. We use this language. But we're all you realize we're all the same.
We're all the same. At the core, we're all the same. And part of, I think, I don't know, I'm drawn to you just because you are grateful. You have your bag here that says grateful, but there's a lot of people that you and I work with that aren't, and they have these egos and they feel like they might be better than other people out there.
It's really bad. And honestly, and just go back to this. And I was talking to somebody at my shop yesterday. They were saying, and I was like, what you said. So my whole philosophy is you have to celebrate yourself. And that's the highest form of gratitude because you're not complaining. When you're celebrating yourself, you're not saying, oh, I'm the shit, I'm the best, I'm perfect.
Exactly.
You're saying, you know what, I am who I am, and I'm going to celebrate this right now. And that's being grateful.
It's confidence, not cockiness, and that's the difference.
Very much. That's exactly right. So perfection doesn't mean nothing is wrong with you. Perfection means you accept yourself while working on everything you're trying to work on.
We all have faults.
And absolutely.
If you can accept them, then...
It's your faults that make you,
interesting.
Yeah, and that's what life is, right? It's our journey to work on ourselves.
Absolutely.
But I also really, I have to tell you, I also believe in, we're very individualistic. I believe in working on yourself, but I really believe in some kind of public service, whether it's through your podcast, your message, whether it's through beautiful kaftans to have women celebrate their bodies, whatever it is that you want to do,
right?
It can be something very simple. You have to do it.
Absolutely. I think, and especially when you have kids, yeah. And now that you're a mom, you're gonna feel that even more. Like, you're gonna go out. Children make you a better person. They make you a better
million percent
of who you were before you had them.
It's amazing. Push yourself. You want the world also, but even like politics. I was always, you know, I'm Persian and we were refugees, so I was always political, but aware of politics.
But they make you accountable.
And now you're like, geez, my son is going to grow up in this society. Yeah. I'm going to make sure. He's half black, half Persian.
Yeah, he's the struggle is going to be real.
Yeah.
And you just have like...
Black man in America, you know, also.
I mean, it's scary.
Yeah.
And so with my kids, you know, there's things that I probably wouldn't have done before, but now I'm like, you know, we open the door for old ladies and we say please,
it's
thank
important.
You. No. And when they walk through a door first, I'm like, ladies first. And I stand outside and I do not move. And they come back out and then they open the door.
I'm sure they're amazing.
They're so cute. And they're funny. And Mason's like, yeah, that's why I went first. I'm like, okay, stop.
A joke.
But yes, but they're hilarious, honestly.
But you're very funny.
No, but my mom's like, what I wish for you is two children just like you.
Oh, and you got it.
That's going to be your torture. And she's like, okay, you're there.
And you know, sons, boys are, I mean, I don't have girls. I don't have a girl. But I can already, I can see that it's like
there's
a
connection
thing.
To their mom that is.
You're the queen.
That's it.
Like, for life,
I'm
right?
The princess of the house.
Yeah.
And I'm the
priestess,
boss.
Priestess.
Yes, priestess, yes. Yeah. But like, I'm all things. I'm mom. I'm dad. I'm cook. I was kind of complaining about it the other day. I'm like, okay, now I have to go pick up the dog shit. Like, I do everything. But then you think.
Can I tell you? I'm so proud of you because you're doing you. Which you're doing wonderfully, and
Thank
you're always
you.
Working on yourself. No one's
I
perfect.
Try. I mean,
you're working on yourself,
but I make mistakes along the way. As long as I recognize them, that's when
growth.
I feel
mistakes are there for us to grow and to realize what we want to change about ourselves.
Yeah,
you're an amazing mom. I can already tell.
Thank
you're raising gentlemen, and you know, and you're working mom, which you're showing them a great example. You're doing a lot already, just with those two things: being yourself, being a great mom, and working. That's already.
Thank
and you're
you.
A single mom. Are you crazy? I bow to you.
Oh, you're so
I
great.
Salute
Thank you.
You. And honestly, angel.
I mean, all moms, it is the hardest job.
Can we salute moms real quick
yes,
with our waters?
Yes, sure. I'm going to have... I wish we had diamond water.
I Where's know, the I should have
Are you still doing
down,
the,
you know?
The diamond
yeah,
water?
Yeah, I mean, I
was so excited
it.
For you when you were doing it. I know, I watched it. I told
it's
you,
all
I watched
over
the show.
Now. People, like, you know, tweeting all the time. They're like, oh, I'm in, you know, Alabama. I just got it in my...
So are you, like, rich now?
That's a good question. I mean, what's...
But you have to put money out there to make your captains.
We're fine. I mean, finally, a lot of the hard work is paying off. But also then your overhead is crazy. I mean, I don't want to be ungrateful, but honestly, like, my life is crazy. Like,
you have
six people working for you then.
Right.
The rent, you know, it's like 10 grand
a month. It costs money to make money.
Our rent is
10
grand
a month. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, and it's like that, you know, sure, I'm making money. But
my rent's seven and I don't even know...
That's just the store.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is just my house.
I'm talking about the store.
Oh, because you're on Abercrombie.
I'm trying to tell you. We're right next to it. It's like the best location. And like, but I love it. And Nordstrom is killing it.
I'm sure.
They're killing it.
Are you going to be in the store so like people, like Lisa Vanderpump kind of is like
day.
At a restaurant so
Babe,
people can.
I'm there every day.
That's a huge draw.
I'm a worker. Like I like
yeah.
to. I like it. I don't even, not
no.
for the draw. I'm like.
But do you bring the baby?
You know, sometimes, but there's all this paparazzi now in Abercrombie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
they're everywhere.
And also, like, you know, when they're that young, every 2 hours you have to feed them and you have, you know, it's
And if you're
like,
not sharing him on social media and sharing pictures and whatnot, then
so
they're going to be
like,
trying to get that picture.
And Jermaine's always like, you know, that's right. He, you know, we just don't want to, I take him sometimes, but also I want him to have peace. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to be in there. And also the girls fall in love with him.
I know.
Time.
Everyone loves a baby.
I know. I want to touch his hair. I'm like, dude, you don't know my kid. Like, don't touch him. You know,
like, it's like you have this maternal thing that you're like, like it's hard for me because I have, another, she, you know, my kids have a stepmom.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
it's sometimes it's difficult
thing.
For me
yeah.
to watch
that's
them.
I can imagine
you know
that.
What I mean
that's
it's like that
very,
mama
very
bear
yeah,
and I
yeah.
like I respect her and well I don't know if I respect her but that's a whole nother story
you respect
but,
her
no I respect that my kids love her and
that's,
that,
that's
you know
beautiful.
And that's what
you have to
matters
respect
to
her
me
for that
and she you know she supports them so I do but it's hard to watch somebody else like give your kids attention
because
you kind of just want to steal them and be there they're mine
you know what I don't like is here's the thing. And again, I'm a hygiene freak a little
right,
bit.
Me too.
Here's the thing with babies. When you meet, and I'm Persian, so when I see a baby, I also attack. But listen, you don't attack a baby's face.
No.
You don't attack a baby's hands because they put their
hands
in
their
mouth.
Their hands and feet go right in their mouth.
Don't touch their hair. Touch their feet. In Iran, when you meet a new baby, you put their foot and you kiss their foot or the top of their head. You don't
I don't
attack
ever. Yeah, I know.
And people come up to Sultan, and like, that's what I mean, when he's at the store and they want to put their finger in his hand, and he puts his hand in his mouth.
Exactly. Like,
I don't know where that hand...
Exactly.
I don't know what you're doing with your hands. Don't touch my baby.
That, like, but you know what? Your second baby, if you have another one...
You'll be more chill.
I honestly was like sterilizing everything. I didn't leave my house for 6 months.
You know what? Okay, so
I was like crazy.
I was a little crazy the first month. I'm not going to lie. But my doctor told me. She was like, make sure. But I mean, now, before you touch the baby, like, wash your hands. You don't need to like disinfect it.
Oh, I have Purell everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't come over.
I have like the Whole Foods healthy, like the lavender one, you know, okay, like good. The little spray. But right. I just like, you have to get to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Even if you just touch your car, like the valet.
Anything.
How many, like,
our hands are the dirtiest parts of our body.
Totally.
It's just like, you know, we have nails, things get, it's like, that's where all the bacteria is.
Listen, you got to be clean.
But like the second baby, I'll tell you, that pacifier like falls on the ground. You put it in your mouth, you clean it off, and you stick it in your, like I had a baby on my hip and one in a stroller. And it, you know, it's... It definitely,
I'm telling you, moms are angels. I'm serious. I'll tell you though, the reason first moms are that way, because we have to learn. That's also the beautiful experience of the first mom, right?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the first baby. You gotta go through it.
Yep. I had completely different, Mason was very hard as a baby. He was colicky for 2 years.
That's so hard, Brandy.
And so, and
how did,
like,
you do that?
I don't know. I honestly passed the baby over the fence to a stranger, my neighbor.
Oh my God.
Because he wouldn't, I had the baby blues a little bit. I definitely...
That's very difficult. That's common.
Yeah. And I didn't have help, and I thought like it would be a failure if I got help.
I'm sorry. Were you in a relationship when you first had them?
Yes.
When did you guys separate?
We separated when Mason was 6 and Jake was 2.
Okay, so the babies you were...
Yeah, but he was working in New York, and I was in LA myself, and I thought if I got a nanny, I would be a failure because... My mom didn't have a nanny, and she had three kids.
That pressure, the mom thing is just... And your mom wasn't here to help you,
my mom came down for a month. She was really... My mom was so great. But I felt like I didn't want to ask for help, but I realized I needed it, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to tell anyone I got a nanny.
When you're a mom, it's not even like you don't want to ask for... You don't even know exactly the type of help you need. It's like a weird...
Because
that gives me
anxiety sometimes.
You don't
want to pass your kid over to anyone, but you're like, you don't know what you're doing yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, even today, like, I had to, you know, I exclusively breastfeed him, which is a whole other...
My mom did that with all of us. I bowed down to you on that. I couldn't...
It's a lot. And it's like, even... I mean, I love it. It's not just... You're not just feeding your son. You're bonding.
It's part of you.
You're looking at each other. But also, like, coming today, so I had to pump and leave 4 ounces for my mom. But, you know, so I have to have a heart out here today.
Right?
It's like a whole thing. You have to... And Jermaine texted me. He's like, oh, let's go see the mummy. And I was like, I didn't pump. Like, sometimes I pump a few, but I don't want to overpump. TMI, anyway.
No, I got it.
Thing to, like, you know, nursing. But yeah, you can't just do stuff, you know.
No, but I think that's the, like, part of the thing that you're connected. You shouldn't be gone for that long. Maybe that tells you to get back on
nature.
I personally tried to do it and I couldn't, and we had to get pre-digested.
And babe, that happens.
Yeah, no, a pre-digested formula. It was like $60 a thing because
sometimes
of the colicky thing.
Yeah.
And I think it was meant to be because I was already losing it.
No,
I couldn't imagine
if
I had to do that. And I had a baby nurse in the beginning, and my mom was there. And then when they all left, I thought, okay, I can do this. And then I realized,
it's a lot.
No, I can't.
No, it's a lot. And listen, and that's okay.
No, we got a nanny, and she was... I loved her. To this day, I miss her.
That's amazing.
I want Marta back.
And you know, also, some babies don't latch. I mean, there's a whole thing.
Yeah,
I know.
Thank God. I was like, okay, I'm not thanking God that he's colicky, but I'm thanking for my own sanity. Because it was hard.
Again, I want to bow down to women.
Yes.
Those women who have colicky kids. What about single moms who have colicky kids?
I couldn't.
What about single moms who have another kid or two kids with a colicky baby? I mean,
And
working also.
And exactly. How do you...
They're angels. They're absolute
angels.
Women
are angels. And that's why I'm one of those girls. I have 13 best girlfriends. I'm a girl's girl. Like,
that's
I
funny.
Love women.
I'm the same way, yeah.
And if I can bring... We all bring each other up. I cannot handle... When there's women haters, and you
Brandy,
see that girl that has no girlfriends,
they're around,
or they're everywhere,
or they only have girlfriends that are like somehow
really
they feel like they're or like
so
less than them in some way,
exactly
in some way.
You see that one really like attractive girl, and like all these friends that might not be attractive, and you're like, okay, I don't want to be your friend.
No,
like,
we have to uplift each other because in the end, if you're doing well, that means I'm doing well. And honestly, if you're so bitter that you have to bring other people down to feel higher.
Exactly. That's sad.
That's not a real, you know.
No, and I really try not. I don't have hate in my life. Like if I am friends with someone and it turns, I don't put energy into that. It's done. That's it. Like I don't look backwards. I don't try to hurt them. I don't.
What sign are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, I'm an Aries. Yeah, we're strong signs.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't. So people that like, they're just. I don't care. I know how to cut. It's done.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard.
I'm like that too. I think I'm too much like that. I think because we lost so much as a, you know, as a child, like a refugee, like I can, I put a lot into friendships and relationships.
Too.
Like when I'm, when we have love for each other, I just, there's nothing I don't put into it.
Yeah.
And I'm a giver. I give and give and give. And I never count like how much are you giving. But listen, once I burn out and there's something really broken in our relationship and I see you haven't been giving and you're not really putting the respect and love into it, there's a moment where I can be totally done. And then it's good. It's fine.
Yeah,
and that's okay. That's life. Yeah. That's part of growing up.
Like how, I just don't look back. It's like, you know what? I feel like sometimes when you give so much of yourself and it's not reciprocated, there's resentment can build up. And I feel like I told myself at Christmas, I was like, I need, not because of money or anything, I need to love fewer. Because I love so many.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it's
babe, you're a working mom, you have two kids. You can't love like 100 people. And also like it's the quality.
Exactly. I can't be everything for everyone, and especially when it's not reciprocated. I need to recognize that and cut that off.
There has to be three things in a friendship, and I talk about this. There's chapters in my book, Rituals for Everything. There's a friendship chapter. And if these three things are not between us, one is love. And that's not just like, oh, I love you. We say that too often. Second is trust. Okay. Mm-hmm. And third is loyalty. If these three things are not there, if you don't respect me, love me,
that's
or
with
not
every
loyal
relationship
to me,
too.
Absolutely. Then what are we doing?
Family members, husbands, wives, boyfriends. It's true. I mean, once
respect
you
respect is really important.
I was gonna say, once you've lost respect for somebody, that's it. I mean, I need to be respected and I will show you respect in return. That's the hard thing about being on television, as you know, that, you know, it is chaotic and it is conflict television. And that's what we signed up for. But did I even talk about it? Gives me anxiety.
No,
I don't enjoy it.
No.
I honestly don't enjoy fighting with people. It's not fun.
I feel, and for me, I'm honestly also, I get tired of that. Like, it's not a role or whatever. It's who I am. But it's like, I get tired of like that, having to be that for the balance or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
it's a lot of pressure on you.
I don't always want to be a warrior. You know, I just want, I'm just myself, you know, just like you're yourself or whatever. But it's like, I just don't, it gets too much.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to be like, I'm out.
And also like I'm, you know, I'm a 41 year old mom now and I have a family. I'm raising a family. It's like, what do you want to exactly put your time into?
Yeah. I mean, luckily for you, you can pick and choose. I mean, a little bit. It is an amazing platform. I'm not saying it's not. But it is, I think, probably really difficult for you not to engage and always have to be the one to make peace.
Well, that's not accurate.
Okay.
So I don't feel like I have to be the one to do anything. That's who I am naturally. And if I don't feel like doing it, I won't do it. But my natural instinct is conflict resolution. That's just who I am.
I
don't feel like I have to do it. But it's like, dude, I'm a child of war. I lived through the war in the Middle East when I was a kid. I'm not interested in this BS. Like, it's like, if we can sit down and be like, figure this out, let's do it. I don't feel like that's my role. I just think life is too short and the world is crazy. Why are we doing this?
It's true. I mean, it's you're 100% right. And
but we get caught up. That's what happens.
Do.
You get caught up and you react.
In the moment.
And it's like, and I think that you have to just take a beat. You take a second, and then you say what you want to say.
But my friends all say to me,
you're a reactor.
If you could think before you speak, I'm like, if I could, I'm 44. If I could at this point, I would have. I would have done it by now.
Brandy, aren't 40s the best?
You know what?
My life changed at 40. A vortex, a magical vortex opened to me, and I'm living it right now.
Like, I always said that's the only F word that I don't like. But now, there's something about it that's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just...
I 1,000% agree.
It's different. I say it so much more than I ever did before. And when I used to cringe when I would see it in print and be like, I'm like, you know what? Look at everything.
I can't believe
it's 41. So powerful. I know.
Like,
I feel like in my head, I feel like I'm 25 still.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? Because I feel like I'm still a little bit of a brat, like girl.
But that's cute. That's who you are. That's not what age is.
But the kids will keep you. Your son will keep you young, and that's the beauty of it. Like we're doing silly things.
Can we discuss? I lost my pregnancy weight in 8 days,
girl.
Babe. I weigh 10 pounds.
How much
less
did you?
Now. So I've always weighed a lot because I'm thick. But when I got pregnant, I weighed 176.
Okay,
that's kind of normal for
me.
But
how much did you gain when you were pregnant?
17 pounds, which isn't anything.
Oh, that's nothing.
But that's in 8 days?
No, I gained 40 both times.
Because you're skinny.
But I didn't breastfeed and it was gone. My first time it was gone in 6 weeks. It just went away. And then the second time it was longer, it was 3 months, but I didn't breastfeed. But It does, luckily.
I'm thinner now than I was when I before I got pregnant.
When he's one, you will be the thinnest you've ever been. It's really? Like, I swear, when my first son turned one, everyone's like, we're worried about you. You're so busy doing everything for this other person.
Girl, you forget to. I got time for my fitness because I'm getting thinner, but girl.
I know. I need to tone it up. I have not worked out in 3 months.
Are you wearing a crib? I wish people could see your workout outfit right now. No. I think you're going to go kill it today. No, are you running a triathlon?
Nope. I pretend to work out so I don't have to get ready.
I love the fashion of workout clothes too.
I know,
it's right? They're so cute. Yeah.
I went yesterday to Body Glove and they're, you know, like from the 90s. I had those bathing suits.
Oh, it's so cute.
I bought another one. I legit had it in high school.
I bet and you I bought this. With a zipper? Like, or?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I think I need to have this. And everyone's like, you're crazy. I'm like, I love it. But I am fake skinny right now. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I usually work out. I do Pilates 3 days a week, but unfortunately, it's expensive, and I had to take a session.
Anything that's per session,
$75 a session per week, you're like, I had to take a beat.
Yeah,
and
I do yoga at home.
Oh,
by the way,
good.
But for me, like, okay, so I got skinnier. I still have my shape, but honestly.
You look amazing.
Thank you. I love you. I live in my caftans. I sleep in them. I run to the store in them after I nurse Sultan.
And they're glamorous. You could literally look gorgeous.
Right now, I'm wearing a nursing bra underneath it and like some boy shorts.
I mean, you look amazing.
No, thank you. I love you.
No, but they literally are dressy and yet casual at the same
time. I've worn them on the red carpet and I've worn them glam lounging at home. But that's what we're about. Like, I want women to look and feel amazing without having to suck in their stomach, without glam in 1 second.
You said it and I just did it. I'm like, I got
to
suck.
You don't have a stomach. Shut up.
Oh, I do.
Please.
Trust me.
Let me see it.
I'm that's why I'm wearing a unitard, you can't see it.
You don't have a stomach.
No, yeah, I like when I said I have to, I do, but I'm actually a little proud of it. I'm like, I will always have a little pooch because I had 2 kids. It's not ever going away. Everyone's like, oh, is she pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not pregnant. You know, I had 2 kids.
It's something to, again, celebrate. Like, I had to have an emergency C-section, with Sultan, and, you know, and I celebrate my scar because that, my beautiful Sultan came out of my body through that scar. Like, if I could kiss my scar, I would.
That's a harder, recovery as well.
It is, but I think I have a high threshold for pain.
I'm sure.
It was difficult. It was because it's scary.
Yes.
You didn't know what was going on. That was what was scary. The pain part, you get over it, but.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to give natural birth, but anything, whatever's the safest
for
him.
It happens. I mean,
absolutely.
Jakey came 3 weeks early. Like, I had placenta previa. I was like, I thought my water broke. Blood everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, we're taking this kid out. And they were going to do a C-section. And I was really just against it. I was actually scared because 2 of my friends had them and there was complications.
It's major surgery.
Yeah. And I was like.
And some women, like, they don't want to give natural birth. So they actually schedule it, which, listen, I respect any of it. It's your decision.
Your way.
Absolutely. And society should not pressure anybody. Nope. I personally wanted to give natural birth. But I also had said, whatever is the safest thing
I'll
do.
Yeah.
His heartbeat dropped. So we had to, you know.
Yeah.
And he's an Aquarius baby, basically, that he didn't like whatever medication they put to jazz him up. He didn't like it. And he wanted to come out.
He's like, I'm ready. They tell you when they're ready, they will tell you.
He's so, oh my God. I'm going to just gush over him the whole time. I need to stop.
Oh my God. Well, we have to wrap this up, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
And I know you have to pump your.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm going to just go feed him.
Oh, that's true. You have to go. See, I didn't do it, so that's it. But I have to see pictures. When is Shaw's going to air?
July, I think 17th. It's a Sunday. It's like mid-July.
Nice. I can't wait. Date. I'm very excited. I love my caftan. I will send you a picture, and I'm not going to doctor the picture.
You can if you want.
I'm not going to.
I'm not against it at all.
I'm just saying,
let's just do it a little bit less. That's some of us.
I just feel like let's celebrate ourselves. So maybe if there's a zit, I'll take it out. Otherwise,
change your whole body.
The dimensions,
shape.
I'm not going to. I don't even know. Yeah. First of all, I can barely do an email, as he knows. I can't do anything.
Brandy, if I see a picture with you in the Asa caftan and you have a giant butt, I'm going to know it's fake.
Okay. I mean, my kids will be like, yeah, you finally got a booty.
Like, Mason will be like, yeah, Mom.
Mason's girl, his first girlfriend, had the cutest, like, it was big. She was Mexican. She was gorgeous.
Oh my God, he has girlfriend. Sultan's gonna have a girlfriend one day.
Don't even. I accidentally saw. I'll tell you off camera, off mic. All right, we'll be right back. so we can get your caftans and your stores.
Come to the store.
Yes, I will.
1333 Abercrombie.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. And congratulations. You know, I think good things happen to good people. And congratulations on your success and your baby and your wonderful relationship.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Anytime.
Finally, nice to
connect.
I love
you.
I love you more. Brandy Glanville Unfiltered will return in a minute.
When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure that you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times this just is not the case. People configure cars online only to find out later that they don't actually exist. So with TrueCar, you can get real car pricing on actual inventory. This is not pricing offered by TrueCar, but pricing from an actual dealership. And not just any dealership, but a TrueCar certified dealership. You know, this is my favorite network. This is a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. It's a club. You want to get in it, I'm pretty sure. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. There are over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealer Networks nationwide, and TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with a TrueCar Certified Dealer. So, TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP, so why not try TrueCar? When you're ready to buy a car, you need to visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Again, some features are not available in all states. All right, so Asa Sultan, she just left. Sultan.
Yes.
Sultan?
Sultan.
I love her.
She's great.
Honestly, I want to be her best friend. Like, I love her, and I know I say this a few, like, not a lot, but, like, the women that come in here, when I connect, I really connect, and her and I have like crossed paths.
Okay, I know it's interesting to hear you talk about that. Like, well, you guys have like energies. That's
it's
like,
so true. Yeah. Honestly, I walked past her. We both turned around, and we just gave each other a hug.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know her, but she just calmed my nerves in every single way.
She does have a calming presence.
But she's just happy and lovely.
Right.
And I just. Everything about her, I feel like she embodies like everything I want to be. She makes me want to be a better person.
Okay. That's a good kind of, yeah.
It is true.
Right.
You want people around you that make you like accountable and better than like, she gave me a little lecture and she's right.
Yeah.
I have to stop hating on certain people because I look crazy.
Right.
And I'm not crazy,
right.
But I am a little crazy.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree. I think there's a sort of necessary processing to stuff like that. Like in relationships where like you are pissed off, you're mad, you're sad, you're like, you should allow yourself to go through those emotions and feel those emotions. But past a certain point, you do have to start to let things go. And even though there's things and platforms you want to use to say those things, it just keeps the cycle going and going and going. And it's not to say that you're going to forget, and it's not to say that you're not going to still have bad days and days where you're depressed or angry.
It's just like you want it to stop.
You
want to.
But if you can remove yourself from it, and then suddenly you're quiet and they're still talking about it, then they look crazy. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I get it. That's what therapy's
Maybe.
For. Yeah, no,
this is what I talk about
right.
with my therapist. Yeah,
I think that you're right. However, I don't know that I can follow through with... Well,
that's easier said than done,
yes.
Of course. But if you have people in your life that you can socialize with and be with on the reg and have these conversations to sort of bring you back to your center, then you can slowly start to work on it.
It's hard because when there's when you're being antagonized, like Mason does to Jake all the time,
right.
It's hard not to snap back.
Right.
And I did have it on a level where I was zen, and then it affected somebody around me, and I was like, snap.
Yeah.
And that's when it snapped.
Right. Yeah, but we all have breaking points at
I'm
some point.
I'm going back to zen.
You know?
I am.
Yeah.
I have to.
Meditate in the mornings.
Yes. Anyway, I love her, and I love my captain. It's so crazy. She doesn't know me. I mean, we kind of feel like we do, but
right.
That's my favorite color.
Okay.
And I will wear that all the time.
Put it on when you go home today.
Okay.
Just wander around.
I'm in my workout gear.
Yeah, when you go home, you can change. I'm not saying right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was planning on staying in this all day.
Then put it on over it.
No, I will. As soon as I have a bathing suit on, or I might just wear it around naked.
There you go.
Anyway, I'll be watching Shaw's. I love that show.
Yeah.
And I love her.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.